Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our good friend Anna Brewer on the show. Anna's a great member of our Brain Trust, Director of HR Administrative Compliance at Insperity Center for Influence. Again, full disclosure, Insperity is one of our great sponsors. She's in charge of helping the company roll out the new Department of Labor exemption rule. I call it the overtime rule. The technical term is exemption rule, but the practical, as a practical matter, it's the overtime rule. And she's joining us to help us understand what you need to understand about what's going on. Anna, thanks again for being here. I worried that most small business owners didn't know that they even had to do anything about this December 1st. That this was running up on them, and they didn't even know it, because this is not one of those things that doesn't apply to people below 50 employees, is it?
No, it does not. There
it's everybody.
Exemptions, but it's everybody.
Yeah, I did an online poll. In our recent online poll, we asked people, do you know what's going on? How is it affecting you? Blah, blah, blah. I had about four questions. The essence of that survey result was that almost half of our audience didn't even know that it was, either didn't know it was even out there, or didn't know how it was going to affect them.
Well, and that's so true for many businesses that we talk to that are with Insperity, Jim. What happened with this ruling, it was very unique. When it rolled out, there was a time period for questions to come in opposition.
Right.
Folks to vent and share their concerns. They received hundreds of thousands of comments from small business owners and from agencies or professional organizations such as SHRM that had other businesses involved in it.
Right.
That said, you know what, we oppose this. It's going to make a significant impact on our business with all the economic factors. However, that did not change that this particular ruling did get approved. President Obama, our current president.
When you say approved, that makes it sound like it became a law.
It did. The president signed it into law.
But Congress didn't pass it.
Well,
this came from the Department of Labor, though, right?
Right. It came from the Department of Labor.
This is a regulation. This isn't a law. This is a new regulation.
It's the regulation, but it is the law effective on the regulation effective the 1st of December. What was unique with this one, Jim, is we didn't anticipate after the comment period, then there's a decision on the regulation. And the regulation can be effective 30, 60 days, maybe 90 days after everything is finalized.
Right.
This particular regulation was extended until December, which was quite unusual.
Huh.
With the previous years, when it was effective in 2004, it happened very quickly. Although the comment period was extended a little bit longer,
right.
Employers had a little bit longer time to initiate all the change.
But we've got more time to change, but we weren't able to change anything. We got more time to react to it and respond to it, but we weren't
absolutely
able to change anything. But tell us what the new law requires.
The new law requires, and I need to make just a very good point on the regulation, the exemption duties test that I mentioned earlier, they didn't change. So for administrative, professional, and executive, if you meet those requirements, you still meet the
exemption. So the categories didn't change, but the numbers
no,
did.
The numbers changed. So the new salary threshold that will be effective with the first paycheck, and that's important that folks make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be in place before the first paycheck that anyone would receive by December 1st. And the new amount is either $913 a week, or $47,476.
So if you don't pay a person in a salary if you don't pay them, you have to pay them more than $47,000 in order to put them on management, put them on salary, and not pay them overtime.
That is correct. So if you have someone who is at $35,000, you're going to be required by the new ruling to pay $47,476.
If you still keep them at salary.
If you still keep them.
But you could you have the right to convert them back to hourly if you wanted to, but then you start having to pay them overtime.
That's correct. And one thing you need to keep in mind.
So everybody's got you got to do the math on all this.
Absolutely.
But then there's the other thing involved, and that's the morale issue of telling somebody they're no longer on salary. Some people think that's a promotion when they're on salary.
Well, that can be true, but there are ways that you can eloquently position it and communicate it. And it is a great time to take a look at your exemptions, make sure they're aligned correctly. I will tell you on converting somebody who's been salaried exempt and you felt that they were in an exempt position and moving them over, you must consider what hours of overtime have they been working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone who's typically exempt that works 40 hours every week.
Right.
There's going to be some.
See, this is the other thing about moving hours around. What if either I as the employer or they as the employee is benefits one or the other of us for them to front load their hours in a month in the first week and take some off in the last week? This will prevent that from happening, won't it?
Won't be able to do that.
So all that flex time capability you had with your employees to make everybody work it up better for everybody, the government has gotten involved and prevented that now.
If you're going to be exempt, you've got to be moved up. If you're not going to meet that salary threshold, then clients or companies are going to need to move and make adjustments.
This is the part that I don't like about the law, folks. This is the government getting between you and your employees where everybody's happy. You do it to accommodate you or them, and everybody agrees to it. The government is saying you can't do that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.